After blistering me with his words and eyes, Slim slouched off to the machine shed and began the task of repairing all the damage his pet had caused in the night. When he was gone, I began pacing back and forth in front of the cage. Eddie was curled up in a little furry ball and seemed to think that it was time for a nap. Ha! Little did he know. For a long time, I said nothing, just paced and gave him hot glares of disapproval. He must have noticed, because he broke the silence.
Okay, I'm a rat. I know it.
Yes, you're a rat. And the fact that you know it doesn't make it all right. I can't believe you pulled that shabby trick on me last night. The cage is an elevator. What kind of idiot did you think I was? He shrugged.
The kind that would get into the cage.
Right. The kind who would trust a little sneak like you. But there's a flaw in the ointment, pal. You can only do that once. Then you lose all your friends and nobody believes anything you say.
I know. Can't help it. They ought to lock me up. I told you.
I stopped pacing and stared at him. Yeah, you told me that right after you locked me up.
What can I say? I'm a rat. Can't be trusted. Deserve to be locked up.
Yeah, but are you sorry for what you did?
Sure. Feel terrible. Never do it again, promise. No more late night stuff for me.
His eyelids banged shut, and he was asleep. Hey, wake up! I'm not finished. One eyelid parted slightly.
I'm a rat, Fink. Lock me up.
If you'd sleep at night, you wouldn't be trying to break out of your cage. That's part of your problem, see? You sleep all day and then you want to play all night. Wake up! Too late. He had already checked out, and I couldn't rouse him out of his sleep. Well, that was okay. I had said my piece and stated my position on the subject of his behavior. But even more important, I had learned my lesson. It would be a long time before I ever fell for his sneaky tricks again. You can fool Hank the Cowdog once in a row, but never twice. I left him there to sleep his life away and went on about my business. I had important things to do, a ranch to run, patrols to make, and a score to settle with a certain cat. You'll be proud to know that I caught Kitty Kitty outside the yard in an unguarded moment. He was sunning himself beside the yard gate and bathing his left hind leg. With his tongue, of course, which is the way cats bathe. I crept up behind him whilst he was not looking and said, "Roo, roo," in my sternest voice.
Tee-hee.
He screeched and hissed and turned wrong side out, and then I had the pleasure, the wonderful pleasure, of running him up a tree. I loved it. Yes, he scored a few measly points by raking my nose with his claws, but that was a hollow victory. The important thing is that I got the best of him and paid him back for being such a selfish, insignificant little creep. You're probably wondering if I managed to settle accounts with my little stub-tailed assistant, the same so-called friend who had left me to rot in the coon cage. Yes, I did. For his cowardly behavior, I issued him 5 shame on yous and made him stand in the corner for 5 whole minutes. He was devastated, let me tell you. Well, after tending to these matters, I moved on to the routine chores of patrolling ranch headquarters, scattering the chickens, and barking at a couple of cars on the county road. Thanks to Eddie, I had missed barking at the mail truck at 9:45. By then, it was getting along towards sundown, and I happened to be near the machine shed when Slim was loading the coon cage into the back of his pickup. If you recall, Loper had suggested that Eddie the Sneak might be happier down at Slim's place. Translation: if you want to keep that coon, get him away from headquarters. Slim had gotten the message, and it appeared that he was taking Eddie home with him for the night. I had pretty much caught up on my work, so when Slim offered to take me along too, I hopped into the cab. After all, he might need some help with security at his place, and yes, he did allow dogs to sleep inside the house, although that wasn't a major factor in my decision to go. Deep down, I don't approve of ranch dogs sleeping inside, but it's fun once in a while. I went along is the point. When we reached his place, He got out of the pickup and walked around to the back, opened up the cage and put Eddie on his shoulder. Then he frowned at the cage and scratched his cheek.
"Now, where do I want to put this cage for the night? Porch would be the best place, only if the coon got out again, we might not find him a second time. Eddie's pretty tricky about opening doors.
He twisted his mouth.
"I'd hate to keep him in the house. I ain't in the zoo business, and that house smells bad enough as it is. Course, I could always take out the garbage. That might help."
Whilst Slim was doing all this thinking, Eddie walked around on his shoulders. He went from one shoulder to the other, removed Slim's hat, and began playing with his hair. Then he played with his ears. Slim stopped talking and gave Eddie a nudge.
"Quit. I know I've got beautiful ears, but I'd just as soon you didn't stick your fingers inside them." "Quit, that tickles. Now let's see, if I put the cage inside the..."
By this time, Eddie had discovered Slim's glasses. In no time at all, he had one earpiece undone and the glasses swung down across Slim's face. Slim put them back in place and slipped the earpiece around his ear. Then Eddie reached a paw around his neck and took hold of his nose.
"You know, partner, it's hard for me to concentrate with your paws in my face. I swear, you're worse than 13 teenage boys with nothing to do. Now quit and let me figure where everybody's gonna stay tonight."
Slim peeled the hand away from his nose.
"I think I'd better put the cage inside the house, at least for tonight." "Yes, better do that, and quit sticking your finger in my ear."
Slim glanced down at me.
"He stays busy, don't he? I feel like I've got a trainload of monkeys on my neck."
He carried the cage into the house and set it down in the living room. He even went to the trouble of putting some newspapers beneath the cage, which impressed me. It wasn't the sort of thing I would have expected Slim to think of. With Eddie still riding on his shoulder, he went to the cabinet and started pulling out the makings for his supper. Vienna sausage, crackers, ketchup, and some cookies. Leaning against the kitchen counter, he ate and dropped cracker crumbs on the floor and licked the ketchup off of his fingers. I cleaned up the crumbs, by the way. Slim didn't even notice them. Just then, the phone rang. Slim went into the other room and answered it.
"Hello? Yes? Yes? Quit it. Huh? No, I was talking to this coon. He just stuck his finger up my nose. Yes, he's very entertaining. What? No, I sure didn't remember it, and I'm glad you called. I'll make myself a note right now. Bye."
He hung up the phone.
"Boy, that would have been cute if I'd forgot that deal. Sally Mae's bringing 13 head of church ladies down here for a picnic in the morning. I've got to set up a picnic ground early in the morning and cut some weeds and do some stuff before they get here. And if I don't write myself a note, I'll forget it just sure as the world."
He stomped around the house looking for a piece of paper and then for a pencil. At last he found them, wrote himself a note, and set it on the stove burners.
"Can't miss it there, 'cause that's where I boil my coffee water."
He gave me a wink and a smile and tapped himself on the side of the head.
"Smart, huh? Us with weak memories have to use tricks."
He went back to the counter and popped two cookies into his mouth. As he chewed them up, his eyes drifted down to me. I was, moving my paws up and down and sweeping the floor with my tail.
"What? You want one? Do you deserve one? I doubt it."
He pitched me one and I snatched it right out of the air. He smiled.
"That's pretty good, Pooch. Try another."
You'll be proud to know that I caught that one too. I mean, just by George, snagged it out of thin air. Then he stuck one of the cookies under Eddie's nose. Eddie, who was still perched on his shoulder. Eddie sniffed it. His eyes popped open and he snatched it up in his paws and began gobbling it down. Slim laughed at that until he began to notice the crumbs falling down the neck of his shirt. And at that point, he decided that Eddie needed to go back to his cage. He closed the door of the cage and secured the latch, then tied it shut with an old shoelace. Then he stood up and yawned and spoke to me.
Well, Pooch, it's past my bedtime. Now, I don't think Eddie can get out of his cage, but if he does...
He leaned down and looked me right in the eyes.
If he does, I'll expect you to bark and wake me up here, because I don't need a teenage coon running loose in my house. I'm leaving you in charge.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and if he offers to let you inside the cage tonight, why don't you turn down the opportunity?
Yes, of course, but I... There was no need in bringing up ancient history. He'd pull that deal on me once, but there was no chance that... No problem. I was in charge of things, and he didn't need to worry about a thing. He yawned again and shuffled off to bed. Little did I know... Well, let's just say that Slim had probably made a mistake, introducing Eddie the Rack to cookies. Never give a coon a cookie.